Counties along the route of a Miami to Orlando passenger rail service say they want more information about the safety of the proposed train. All Aboard Florida unveiled plans for its $30 million Fort Lauderdale station just yesterday. The company aims to begin the rail service in 2016 with 16 round trips per day. And some residents along the proposed route have expressed concerns about the effect of the train on their neighborhoods. Chris Mora is the Public Works Director for Indian River County. He says he wants to ensure a minimal negative impact to his community.
What they're trying to do, though, is give the communities a chance to chime in and speak up about these changes and see what actions may need to be done to ensure that the crossings remain safe and that they don't negatively impact the public.
Right now, federal officials are conducting an environmental impact survey of the All Aboard Florida service. On the subject of trains, for decades now, some residents of Miami and Miami Beach have been pleading for a light rail link between the two cities. And as WLRN's Marva Hinton tells us, some local leaders say it may take a public-private partnership to finally make it happen.
Proposals to link Miami and Miami Beach with light rail have been in the works since the late 90s. But the idea for what was called Bay Link died in 2004 due to a lack of funds. Now leaders of both cities have some hope that Bay Link can be revived. Consultants hired to look into the issue presented their findings Tuesday to the county's top metropolitan planners. They cited several problems facing the project. For one thing, it would most likely not have enough riders to support it, and low ridership would mean no federal funding. But they did suggest a means of supporting the project that local leaders liked, a public-private partnership. They said such a private enterprise might be able to come up with creative ways to get the line built while keeping costs down. Without outside funding, Bay Link's capital and operating cost would leave South Florida governments on the hook for $70 million a year. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Let's hop off the train a sec and actually get on Miami Beach, where officials are replacing the city's collection of 29 lifeguard stands. In their place next year will be bright, whimsical designs by local architect William Lane. Lane says the new designs will be inspired by six iconic stands he created in the 90s.
There was a round one, a pink one, over on 8th Street, and that one is being rebuilt. It was sort of Jetsonian.
Lane is referring to the 1960s Hanna-Barbera cartoon, The Jetsons, which is set in the distant future. The new lifeguard stands make their debut next year, just in time for Miami Beach's 100th anniversary. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.